3. "Here," Mitzi Blair said, thrusting a small gift into my arms as soon as I opened the front door and found her standing on the stoop. "Happy birthday. Is Susanna here yet?" I eyed Mitzi uncertainly, and she gave me the same look right back, but with a hint of a question, like, "Well?" I don't know what had come over me. Mitzi was my best friend, and here I was treating her like a stranger at my birthday party. Luckily, I caught myself in my momentary rudeness, smiled brightly, and ushered her inside. "Thank you," I exclaimed, placing her present on the little table that Aunt Em had set aside for that purpose. "Susanna and Jill are by the..." I didn't get a chance to finish my sentence. "My mom says happy birthday, too," Mitzi said over her shoulder, already making a beeline for the corner, where snobby Susanna Hellman was slumped against the wall, looking straight out of a magazine ad in her brand new dress with a fashionable wide collar and a bright pink sash, while her sister, Jill, helped herself to Aunt Em's signature potato puff balls from the snack table. "Thank goodness you're here," Susanna said, her face cheering in relief when she saw Mitzi approaching. "I was beginning to wonder if Jill and I would be the only people under 100, not counting Dorothy, of course." I giggled at the barb, probably more enthusiastically than I should have, and tried to pretend that it wasn't at my expense. It would have been easier to let it roll right off me if Susanna didn't seem so right. The sparse crowd milling around the living room was almost entirely made up of Uncle Henry's friends from neighboring farms, and none of whom were a day under 40, if that. I had been hoping for a few of the handsome farmhands, at least, but I guess they'd all been left behind to keep an eye on the livestock. "So, Dorothy," Susanna said, turning her gimlet-eyed gaze in my direction, "been in any good parades lately?" This time, there was no sense in pretending she wasn't poking fun at me. Susanna couldn't bear to see anyone else getting more attention than her, and was always acting like the one little parade they'd thrown for me after I'd survived the tornado made me some sort of spotlight-hogging monster. It had been years ago, but she would never let me forget it. Frankly, I hadn't wanted snobby, mean-spirited Susanna Hellman at my party.